This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 21, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, as petitions against the Salem City Council sanctuary ordinance continue to go around, an inclusion committee created by it is almost ready for prime time. The City Council's ad hoc sanctuary committee settled on terms for an inclusion-focused commission in a 6-1 vote Thursday night, opposed by Councilor-at-Large Arthur Sargent. Though it's born of the Sanctuary for Peace ordinance awaiting final affirmation from the City Council next week, the commission itself targets any and all types of people in the city who can be disenfranchised, according to Ward 5 City Councilor Josh Turiel, who's quoted as saying, "One of the things this whole sanctuary discussion and debate made clear is that there are a number of communities within the city that are disenfranchised to some degree." More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Dustin Luca also writes in today's Salem News that Salem resident and past City Councilor William LeGault has indicated that he's running for State Senate in 2018. State Senator Joan Lovely, a Democrat from Salem who represents the 2nd Essex District, said LeGault's announcement is close to a year early, but she's joining him with a commitment to run herself. LeGault made the announcement Thursday with a State Senate 2018 banner on his LeGault Large for Salem Facebook page. LeGault has historically aligned himself with the United Independent Party. Once an official party in Massachusetts, the UIP lost its party status last fall when it failed to get the support of 1% of Massachusetts registered voters before the November election. LeGault said he isn't targeting Lovely, a long-running political figure around Salem who served on the city council for 15 years and has been in the state senate since January 2013. Rather, his decision to run comes from conversations he had with other past UIP party members. More on this story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Conservation Commission didn't say no to cooking fires on Phillips Beach, but they didn't say yes either. A public hearing was held during a Conservation Commission meeting Thursday night regarding the notice of intent filed by the Board of Selectmen to allow residents to have cooking fires on Phillips Beach. The discussion was continued to the Commission's next meeting with no vote taken. Conservation Commission members raised questions about how the fires would be regulated to protect the vegetation and about the time frame they would be allowed. Patrick Jones, a selectman, asked for the continuance to discuss the concerns with the board and possibly limit the number of days and hours the fires would be allowed. The Conservation Commission reluctantly gave the go-ahead for cooking fires on Fisherman's Beach last July after deciding the area did not fall under its jurisdiction because of the lack of vegetation that would be affected. Again, more on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, the first yellow cabs under the banner of the new Fisherman Taxi Service should be on Gloucester streets the first week of May, the company's owner reiterated Thursday. Tom Teleodorus made that commitment minutes after the City Licensing Commission granted him the license transfer needed to take the reins of a company called Polaris Transportation and have his four fisherman taxi cabs hit the road. The approval comes from the commission, comprised of City Clerk Joanne Sinos, Interim Police Chief John McCarthy, and Fire Chief Eric Smith, and that means Teleodorus assumes the license initially granted to Sandy Johnson to operate a company with four taxis. The move had the backing of Johnson, who backed off her plans for financial reasons, but who will work as a manager with Fisherman Taxi under Teleodorus. Johnson sat quietly in the back of the City Hall committee room Thursday and said after the meeting she was happy with the outcome. Teleodorus told the commission he has two taxis ready to go with new meters, new radio equipment, and new GPS systems that will allow the base manager to identify the locations of all company cabs at all times. The company will be headquartered at 43 Gloucester Avenue. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.